The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The Jews picked up rocks to stone Jesus. Jesus answered them, "I have shown you many good works from my Father. For which of these are you trying to stone me?" The Jews answered him, "We are not stoning you for a good work, but for blasphemy. You, a man, are making yourself God." Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I said, you are gods'? If it calls them gods to whom the word of God came, and scripture cannot be set aside, can you say that the one whom the Father has consecrated and sent into the world blasphemes because he said, 'I am the Son of God'? If I do not perform my Father's works, do not believe me. But if I perform them, even if you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may realize and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father." Then they tried again to arrest him, but he escaped from their power. He went back across the Jordan to the place where John first baptized, and there he remained. Many came to him and said, "John performed no sign, but everything John said about this man was true." And many there began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. It's been a long time since I had Mass with the school. It's lovely to see you all again. It's great to be here. Here's your little thought for the day. God almost always surprises us. Almost always. God almost never acts in the way we expect. That's your little thought for the day. Okay, so next week is Holy Week, yes? And next week you're going to Mass when? On Wednesday? Wednesday, okay. On Wednesday, you're going to hear the gospel that tells you the story of when Judas betrayed Jesus. Everybody knows Judas betrayed Jesus. But nobody's quite sure why Judas betrayed Jesus. Nobody ever asked him. He never wrote it down. So why did Judas betray Jesus? It certainly wasn't because of the money. You know how much money Judas got for turning Jesus over to the government? They gave him 30 pieces of silver. It's about as much as somebody'd make in a month. It wasn't that much money. Why did he do it? Well, people speculate. And they speculate that the reason Judas betrayed Jesus was because Judas was disappointed in Jesus. It's because Jesus wasn't acting the way the Messiah was supposed to act. See, I don't know if you're aware, but people had expectations of what the Messiah was supposed to do. He was supposed to be a great worldly leader, and Jesus just wasn't acting up to the role. Why wasn't Jesus in the capital city? Why wasn't he turning the gates of the temple into solid gold? Why wasn't he calling down fire from heaven? Why wasn't he gathering up an army and marching on Rome? Why not? What was Jesus doing? What was Jesus doing with most of his life? He was up in the boondocks preaching homilies to hillbillies. That's the way they saw it, at least. You know, he was out there in the sticks working miracles for nobodies. And why? Why? Because Jesus wasn't just the Messiah. Jesus was also God. And God almost always surprises us. God almost never acts in the way we'd expect. And you know the number one way in your life that God surprises you and doesn't act the way you expect? The number one way we are all disappointed in God? It's this. It's because God very often doesn't deliver us from our hardships when we ask him to deliver us from our hardships. We pray to God and say, "God, deliver me from this hardship." And he doesn't. We say, "Where are you, God?" You know what God's doing instead? He's strengthening us by leaving us in our hardships. Hardship is nature's way of making you stronger. If you don't go through hardship, if you never struggle, you'll never get strong. Sometimes God won't deliver you because he wants you to be made better. He's trying to help you out. And you know what? That disappoints us because we expect God to do our will, don't we? Yes, we do. You know, the prophets in the Old Testament, they said, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." You know what we say to God? We say, "Listen, Lord, your servant is speaking." Totally backwards. They were really upset at Jeremiah in the first reading. Because he was, what he was saying was totally backwards. Jeremiah told the people, they better shape up. They better turn away from their sins. Because if they don't, their worst enemies, the Babylonians, are going to overrun them. And the people said, God would never do something like that. Oh no. We know God would never act in a way like that. And then you know what happened? They got overrun by the Babylonians. They got conquered. And the people all said, why, God, why? And the prophets told them, they said, God never acts in the way that you expect. And he did this because he wants to help you grow stronger. He's trying to renew you. But it was disappointing. And the Pharisees were disappointed in Jesus here in the gospel. They were disappointed in Jesus for all kinds of reasons. They were disappointed because Jesus worked on the Sabbath day. They were disappointed because Jesus forgave sins. They were disappointed because Jesus said that he pre-existed Abraham. They were disappointed because Jesus even used God's own name and he said, I am. And then Jesus did something that nobody expected. He let himself get arrested. He let himself get convicted. He let himself get executed and die on a cross. Now, the cross is all covered. You can't see it, but, you know, pretend like you can see it. Everybody knows what it looks like. There's only one way in the world you can put God on a cross. Only one way in the world you can put God on a cross. You know what that way is? He has to let you do it. He has to let you do it. He let himself be crucified for our well-being, but it wasn't what we expected. You know what happens when God doesn't do what we expect? We get mad at God. Everybody here, including your priest, gets mad at God 11 times every 10 minutes. It always happens. And what we've got to do, we've got to ask ourselves, do we really believe that God is good or not? Do we really believe that his will is better for us, or do we think that our will is better? You know, it takes a lot of humility. It takes a lot of humility to be able to turn to God and say, Lord, your will be done. Because we exist here now to do God's will because it's better and it's more loving. It takes a lot of humility. So when you're disappointed with God, not if, but when, just ask yourself this question. Whose will do you want to be done? And whose will do you think is better? Who do you trust? Who do you believe? Do you want to act like the Pharisees acted? Or do you want to act in faith? That's the question I want to leave you with here this morning. Because you know what the measure of a good Lent is? You know what the measure of a good Lent is? A good Lent is not one in which you can power through all 40 days and never once give in and eat chocolate or eat chips or whatever it was that you gave up. Now that's good, but that's not what a good Lent is all about. You know what a good Lent is all about? A good Lent is a Lent in which you're better when Lent is over than you were when Lent began. And here's one way we can all become better. We can learn to be humble and trusting in God's presence and have reverence and respect for the mystery that he is unfolding in all of our lives. Amen?